The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
We just wrapped up another fantastic Mission Minded, and now we have another show. It's a little shorter, and it's specific to, of course, the need of people that are hungry in our wonderful state of Alabama through the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's Michael Coleman, CEO of that wonderful organization. And as we record the show, it's December 2nd. I can't believe Halloween's already a month gone. It's just crazy how fast time goes. But December 3rd, after the Cyber Monday, is the Day of Giving, the National Day of Giving, which is a brilliant idea, whatever it takes, and a lot of people want to give now so they can write it off their taxes at the end of the year. And they usually have some disposable income around the holidays. And that's why you got the bells ringing and everything else around the holiday season. Talk a little bit about that and how people can make a big difference for the Heart of Alabama Food Bank.
Yeah. So a lot of people may or may not know, but always this is the giving season. And so our October, November, December, I mean, we're going to get the vast, really, if you just look at November and December, we're going to get about 60% of our donations in those 2 months. And it's for the, it's for a couple reasons. You know, you come into Thanksgiving and we just had great Thanksgiving dinner with family and friends, and you're so blessed to sit around the table. You just see this huge abundance of food. And you know that that's just not the case for everybody for inflation reasons and all sorts of others. People lose a job at last minute, all these kind of challenges. And so now's the time of year where it's easy to make appeals to people to say, listen, let's not just make this about how much we can have. Let's look outside of ourselves and say, I'm blessed. I want to share with these blessings with other people. And so this is just the time where people are more open to giving. We have lots of people who don't give throughout the year. They stay connected to us. And they just make one big gift at the end of the year. Some people break it up and they do it every month. But then a lot of people are like, hey, it's tax. It's advantageous for us to pay taxes. One of the things that we, a lot of nonprofits have this, but, you know, we take even stock transfers because sometimes you can have a mandatory withdrawal at age 70. You start getting mandatory withdrawals. Well, let's say you don't need the money, but they say you've got to take $30,000 out.
Yeah.
Well, then you have to pay. You may have to pay capital gains on those earnings. But if they say you donate it, then you don't have, number one, you don't have to pay capital gains, so you don't lose that money. But number two, then it's a taxable donation, and so lots of times people will just transfer stock out. But all of that's so important. And like you said, tomorrow is December 3rd is the Day of Giving. And I had forgotten, I learned at one time who came up with the idea of just establishing a day. It's interesting though, when it very first started, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to latch onto that and say, hey, for the Day of Giving. And we all do it now. So it's kind of like, hey, the pool, the first guy who jumped in the pool, and it's like, hey, the water's great. Come on in. And now it's just elbow to elbow in the pool.
Yeah.
You know, so we're all fighting for that so-called Day of Giving. But I love our country. I love the heart of Americans. You know, it's so refreshing that I see some of the poorest Americans, people who don't have any extra, so to speak, will still find ways to give a few dollars. And it's just so meaningful sometimes. It's not about the amount. It's just the fact that people are taking the time to say, you know, for just this time of year, I just want to think outside of myself and I just want to help somebody. I know that for every dollar that's donated to us, we can turn that into five meals. And through what combination of what we have to purchase, but also what's donated to us. We continually are impacting our community, as all the food bank systems are. But let me just encourage people. Yeah, if you want to get involved, tomorrow's a great day to do it. Support your local food bank. We are a trusted network. We just got through with going through a full audit. Every donation, every penny, everything, you know, has to be accounted for. We're audited by the USDA. We're audited by Feeding America. We're audited by, you know, the U.S. government. There's nothing we're doing that does not have accountability attached to it. And we're very proud to say we had a very clean audit.
Right.
Everything is in good shape. So I just want to encourage people, if you're looking to do good, reach out to the Food Bank Network. We are a trusted network. You know that that money is going to do good, to change lives, to help young kids from having to face the trauma of not having food at home, to relieve the stress and suffering of parents who know they can't provide for their kids, but they may be doing everything they can. There's just so many ways, so many ways that you impact seniors who are struggling for food, families, children. Just make a difference in your community. Use a day of giving to bless others in any way that you can.
The Bible teaches that in so many different ways, tenfold. And I remember being at church 3 years ago, and I was sitting with my kids, and the collection basket came around, and all I had was a $100 bill. It's the last $100 bill. And I was trying to figure out this business, and I had about $16 in my checking account, and there's that $100 bill. And I thought, and my kids are looking at me, and I'm like, you know, and so I got it out, and I thought, well, I'll just make this for the next 3 or 4 weeks and get through it. And the next day I had an investor, you know, give me a $50,000 loan. So, you never know how it comes back at
you. Well, that beats my grandmother, who I invited to my church in the late 80s, and she had a 10 spot on her, and it didn't bother her a bit to hold the basket up and pull the extra five out after she put the 10 while everybody in church was looking at us.
And that's hilarious.
I wanted to just slide down under the pew in front of me, but, you know, she was like, hey, I'm not giving $10. I'm pulling my five back out of here.
That's hilarious. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, great stuff, my man. Happy holidays to you. We'll catch up next week. Looking forward to maybe breaking some bread with you, too, before baby Jesus' birthday. Let's get together, okay?
Sounds great.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.